Welcome to The Good Goddess Show, a weekly podcast for women who are fed up, are feeling bloated and tired. I'm your host, Kezia Hall, holistic nutritionist and all-around health geek. Let's dive in to the show. Welcome to The Gut Goddess Show, and this week we are getting nitty-gritty and I'm starting a bit of a mini-series that I'll probably do throughout the year, all about asking the questions, are you low in this certain nutrient? So today we're looking at, are you low in iron? And we're looking at anemia, what it is, what can you do about it, why might you have it, and how can you get your energy back? Because if your iron is low, then you are going to be pale and tired. And it's just not fun. You can feel really, really depleted. And it's really common among women, especially, to have slightly low iron. So I want to equip and educate and empower you with the right information so that your iron can be optimal and just great, so that your energy can be on track and you can get on with doing awesome stuff in your life. But before we dive into that, I would love to say thank you for the reviews people have been leaving me. I really appreciate them. If you haven't left me a review, then it will take you probably about 3 minutes. And it's a really lovely way of just saying thanks, Kezia, for running the show. And it really helps other people to find the show as well. So you can do that over at iTunes. Just hit ratings and review. You'll see a little button that says write a review and you can click it there. Also, if you are bloated and you're tired of being bloated and you have IBS and you feel like it's maybe ruining your life and ruling your life and you are sick to death of all the belly drama, then join me in my workshop on the 26th of May, which is what to eat to beat IBS and bloating. So if you have IBS, you're bloated, you are totally overwhelmed by what to eat, what to do, all of that information, you don't feel like you've made any progress, join me in this workshop. It's going to be a live training over about 60 to 75 minutes. It's going to be jam-packed with actionable tips, time for some Q&A, and I would love to actually kind of spend time with you in real time and in real life. That honestly is something I love doing. So head over to supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/IBS, or there'll be a link in the show notes. Or if you head over to my website, you'll see a little pop-up bar at the bottom and you can click on that to join me in the workshop. Otherwise, let's get on with today's show. So this episode of The Gut Goddess Show, we are talking about and asking the question, are you low in this specific mineral? So I might make this into a little bit of a series and do a bit of a spotlight and mini episodes on different minerals and nutrients that play a really important role in the body. And today I'm going to be starting with something that often can get overlooked, but is really, really important. So what I want to ask today is, are you low in iron? So iron, which can lead to low iron, which can lead to anemia, can be a relatively common issue. And I see it a lot with my clients and in my family. And it's something that's relatively common, normal to talk about it. You could go and discuss this with your GP. So I'm going to start here. And then in maybe future episodes, if this is popular, we could look at things like magnesium and some of the other kind of less well-known minerals, but the role that they play in your health and what actually the symptoms can be if you are depleted or deficient in those minerals, because they play a really, really important role. So today we're going to be looking at anemia and low iron, what it is, what you can do about it, and what could be causing it. Because I have had a few clients recently and chatted to just a few people that are just seem to be permanently anemic, so that the iron is just always seems to be low. So it's just going to be a quick overview to really equip you with the knowledge that you need, so that if you are feeling a little bit off and that maybe your iron is low, you know exactly what to do, exactly what action to take, so that you can start feeling better. So let's talk a little bit about iron and anemia and why it's important. Because it's, you know, we see iron, you know, in railings on the street. The idea that we have it in our body flowing around our bloodstream is a little bit weird. But basically, we have our red blood cells in our body that get made in our bone marrow. So our red blood cells are what contain lots of iron, so lots of heme. And the job of iron in the body is to transport oxygen. So you have these red blood cells that get made, they last for about 4 months. They get made in there, your bone marrow. They are quite rich, or should be rich in this heme, in this iron, and they'll attract oxygen and transport it to your mitochondria, to your organs, to the rest of your body. So it's really, really important because oxygen is really necessary for lots of chemical reactions and processes in the body, specifically like your mitochondria. Your mitochondria are like the power plants in each and every cell. So all the cells in your body have this little, let's call it a factory, that makes energy that will produce ATP, and oxygen is necessary for that set of reactions in order for you to create this thing that is ATP, that is energy. So if you are feeling really low in energy and you have been for a while, it's really worth getting your iron levels checked. It really, really is. I'd also say it's really worth monitoring your iron levels. So every time you go to the GP and you get your iron checked, ask for a printout of those results and keep your own copy so that you can see if there is any fluctuations, because you might be in the normal range and your iron might be looking, you know, fine in the reference range. But for you, it might have actually dropped several points since the last test that you did, or it might have gone up loads. And equally, high iron is just as problematic. If you have excess iron in the body, that's just as problematic as low iron, and it often has slightly different symptoms. But today we're talking about low iron. So it's a really important mineral to have, and it's really, if you are low in it, you are often going to feel a little bit maybe dizzy, fatigued, just really drained. You might feel nauseous. You might feel, your periods could be a little bit off. You might have real pale skin, you know, just very pale skin, kind of pale nails. You might feel cold. There might be headaches. Your breath might be a bit short, you know, catching your breath a little bit more, because, you know, when you think about it, that oxygen being transported is maybe not happening so well. So that's a little bit of what the symptoms can be for it. The main thing that people mostly notice is that kind of sense of fatigue. And the best thing that you can do is just to go to your local GP and ask for your iron to be checked. If it hasn't been checked recently, ask for it to be checked. When you get the results in, ask for a print off that you take home or take a picture of and keep a record of. So that I recommend that with all tests that you do. It's your right, it's your body, your test results, for you to get your own copies of those results and to keep record of them. I have a file on my computer that I keep a lot of my test results in. And it's really helpful for noticing my own patterns and what's happening in my body, because these reference ranges are really useful and helpful at certain things, but they're not very nuanced and they're not very specific. It's like based on an entire population, whereas really we're bothered about you and your body, not the population's reference range for iron or the population's range for your thyroid. We want to know your range. What's your healthy range? What's your optimal range? So I really recommend you keeping a note of that. So the next thing we really want to look at is why. Like, why would you have low iron? And especially this is an important question to ask if you're just constantly anemic. So there's a family member I have who's just constantly anemic, no matter how much, you know, even if they were eating spinach and dried apricots and having vitamin C, and even with the iron supplementation that they got given by the doctor, still just low iron unless they were really on it in terms of supplementing wise. No, and, you know, and they ate meat and they did all of these kinds of things. So why would someone's iron be low? And it really comes down to two basic things. There's either a poor kind of red blood cell production. So red blood cell count is maybe not as optimal as it should be. Or there might be a bit of destruction and breaking down of going on. Or there's also, it's just in heavy use. So if you're bleeding a lot, if you've got internal bleeding or really heavy periods, you're just going through a lot of blood. And so you're using it all up. So what that actually can look like, and a little bit more specific of why you might have it, is obviously heavy periods. If you are bleeding very heavily regularly, then you can be losing a lot of blood. I've had clients who, when they're on their period, the bleeding part of their period, they can be needing to change their sanitary products every hour. You know, it's every hour, on the hour, they need to change it. Otherwise, there's flooding, and they're using the max ones. And so if you are having heavy periods regularly, you can lose a lot of blood in that. And if you're not intentional and aware of needing to restore those, your iron storage, and really make sure your intake of iron goes up during that time and after that time, then it's really easy over a course of a year to just get really depleted in iron. Also, if you've had when I had a baby, I was anemic for a long time because I lost so much blood at the birth. You maybe had a surgery, or if you have any internal bleeding, you know, even within your gut, if you have things like ulcerative colitis and those internal bleeds or Crohn's or those kind of flare-ups, that can also contribute to your low iron intake as well. So that's a really worth saying. And the most common thing that I see just in how I work with people and the nature of people that work with me is that heavy periods. Another thing is that you're not getting enough of the nutrients to make the red blood cells and to your intake of essential nutrients is low. So what do I mean by that? So in order for your bone marrow to make red blood cells, it needs certain nutrients, things like folate, B12, all of that sort of stuff. So you need to make sure your intake of those things is good. Also, if your intake of actual foods containing iron is low, that's not also a great thing. So I'm going to focus mainly on your actual intake in terms of the foods that you're eating, because I'm a nutritionist, so that's what I mainly focus on. So a lot of the time, if you're finding that you are anemic for a long period of time, or just even a short period of time, you've actually got to look at, okay, well, how, number one, are you eating foods that are rich in iron? So you can get iron heme from animal-based sources, or you can get a non-heme iron from plant-based sources. Non-heme from plant-based sources is much, much harder to absorb into the body, and it's probably generally recommended that you have it with heme sources, so an animal source, in order to utilize that. So the best source of iron that you can get is heme, which is from animal sources. So that would be the best source you can have is things like liver, but red meats, quality red meats, you know, organic, grass-fed, or local meats that you know haven't been like treated horrifically. So you've got your red meats. You've also got things like egg yolk has some iron in. You've got stuff like even with your on the fish aspect, oysters and clams can have some iron in, some B12 in, and some zinc. Especially oysters are mainly really rich in zinc. So if you if your intake of these animal sources is low, then, and it's been low for a while, chances are you'll be low in iron. So if you're vegetarian, if you're vegan and you're a strict vegetarian or a strict vegan, chances are it could be that part of your problem is your intake of iron, and that your body is not getting enough of this mineral through your diet in order to really help with that red blood cell production. So the solution is just to eat more iron-rich foods. And a lot of the time, if you are a strict, let's talk about vegetarian. If you're a strict vegetarian, you're like, Kezia, there's no way on earth I'm going to be eating liver anytime soon. Then what you could do is eat some fish. Fish isn't as rich a source, so you probably need to eat more fish. So depending on how you feel, you probably need to eat more fish in order to get the iron that you need. Whereas something like liver, you might not enjoy eating it, but you can eat less of it. So you can balance that out yourself in terms of ethically and morale-wise or taste-wise, which one you're more happy with. So say with like, if you had chicken livers, something like once a week for 6 weeks, I mean, that would probably get your iron back up. Whereas with your fish, you might need to have it maybe a couple of times a week for maybe like 2 months, just because it's not as rich a form of heme. And if you are maybe a vegetarian or you're vegan and you've looked at the vegetarian lists of iron, of things like certain beans, like kidney beans and molasses and spinach, and you've been eating lots of those foods and your iron is still low, then that's your body saying, I'm not absorbing this non-heme iron. If you are intentionally trying to eat dried apricots and spinach and vegetarian and vegan forms of iron, then but you're still anemic, then your body is not able to absorb and utilize those very much. So you then need to think about, is my current diet optimal for my bodily functions? You can decide that. And then you can always supplement. But again, you need to be careful about your supplementation as well. So if you're a vegetarian, I would really encourage you to, I think you can go with your more animal-based things. I think egg yolk has some iron in, not loads. So you'd need to eat quite a lot of egg yolk and it needs to not be cooked. So you maybe would have a poached egg with a runny egg yolk in the middle. That could be a good kind of vegetarian source. And then you've got things like your fish. If you feel happy eating fish, introducing things like oysters, having some oysters every week for your zinc, things like clams, which to be honest, I've not seen a lot of in the UK. I think I read somewhere that mussels were also an okay source, not super rich, but a source of things. Or you just want to be eating things like your dark red meat, really good quality red meat, a couple of times a week or once a week at least. Okay, so what are your kind of non-heme, your plant-based sources of iron? Those would be things like raisin bran, although that often gets enriched and isn't that great. Your beans, like kidney beans, tofu, some lentils, your molasses, spinach, those would be talked about as having, are being rich in this non-heme, this plant-based form of iron. And if you were vegan, I suppose this is a similar approach to vegetarian. It's thinking you either need to be really careful about your supplementation of iron, or you need to think, okay, well, twice a month, I am going to source myself some really ethical liver, chicken livers, make a pate and eat that. Or I am going to buy a synthetic iron supplement that's been made in a factory and I'm going to have that. Again, your absorption of that supplement won't be that great, so you would need to take it more consistently. So yeah, it's totally up to you. But if you are vegetarian or vegan, I really recommend you getting your iron tested regularly. And everyone's different. Some people's production of red blood cells and the need for iron is low. If you're a man and you're not bleeding regularly and you don't have certain genetic factors, you might be able to be vegan for years and years and years and never have a problem with your iron. If you are a woman who bleeds quite heavily, who's maybe got a history of low iron and you switch to a vegetarian diet, then that could be a big catalyst for really plummeting iron levels. And iron is really important. It transports oxygen, guys. The oxygen that we breathe in to our lungs has to be transported. You know, us breathing in oxygen doesn't automatically mean, you know, you've got to think, you breathe it in, how does it get to your fingertips? How does it get to your intestines? How does it get to your legs? Through this transportation of the oxygen so that every cell can get all the oxygen that it needs. This is a really important mineral. Often we think, because you can get iron supplements, or you can get, you know, we can get supplements for everything. We often think, oh, iron's not important, or B12's not that important, or I can get a multivitamin for that and that'll do the job. No, these things are really important for our bodily functioning. So those would be a little bit of the why you would have it. So the main thing is to really look at your intake. But if you're thinking, well, Kezia, actually, I eat red meat a couple of times a week, maybe. I sometimes have pate. And I also have, you know, you might be thinking, Kezia, I have both the animal and the plant-based sources. I have the vegetables and meat, but I'm still low iron. In that case, it could be then down to your actual stomach and your actual process of digestion. Specifically, if your stomach acid is low because maybe you have an ulcer, maybe you have an infection called H. pylori, or your digestion is just not that efficient and effective, then especially with your stomach acid being low, in order to digest and release these kind of heme from our food, you actually need to have a really thorough chemical digestion, meaning your stomach acid needs to be quite at the right level, not too low. It needs to be super acidic in order to almost like break down and release this heme so that it can be absorbed into the body. So if you're feeling, if you're just aging as well, so your stomach acid naturally decreases with age and your digestion can naturally get slightly less optimal as you get older. So if you're just aging and, you know, you're in your late 50s, 60s, naturally your digestion might not have been that good. If you're on things like omeprazole or lansoprazole, which are your kind of PPI, your protein pump inhibitors that are drugs designed to really reduce your stomach acid, then chances are your iron and your B12 will probably be quite low. Because again, B12 is also needed. You also need really good chemical digestion in your stomach in order to digest B12 properly. So if you're just getting older, if you're on certain medications, if you have just digestive issues, you know, you're bloated all the time, you have IBS, you know there's something off with your stomach, chances are that's probably because there's something in this chemical part of digestion, meaning your stomach acid, your pancreatic secretions, your bile is maybe not working optimally. So you're not able to take that red meat, break it down into all the little bits that it needs to be in for the body to absorb that iron. So if you are eating iron-rich foods and you're still low on iron, chances are it's to do with your digestion. Your stomach acid is probably low, or you're on medications that's making it low, or you've got a stomach infection, or maybe an ulcer, or maybe you're just kind of older and getting older, and so naturally your body's slowed down a little bit with those secretions. So one of the best things that you can do is actually sort out your gut health. And I know you might be like, Kezia, you always talk about this, but this is the Gut Goddess show, so you shouldn't be surprised. But if you, I find with a lot of clients, let's say with IBS, if they're anemic when they start working with me, when we can actually really support their digestion down the line, their anemia can go away and their iron levels and also their B12 levels can improve. And that's why people who have IBS can sometimes be super tired, because they're not optimally like digesting their food, and so they're not getting these essential minerals and vitamins and nutrients that are needed for the body. Oh, they probably are getting them, but they're getting low levels of these iron, B12, all these other kind of cofactors, folate, that are needed for the production of energy, which is why digestion and gut health is really, really important. It's really the foundation of you taking foods, breaking them down, and then giving your body the right raw materials that it needs to do some really essential functions. Because the body will sometimes make and do certain chemical reactions and make the ingredients, should we say, that it needs itself. So the body, within the body, will sometimes make certain ingredients that it needs for reactions, but a lot of the time it's depending on outside sources, meaning the food that we're eating, the supplements that we are taking. So really important, sorting out your digestion. And if you do need some help with that, then make sure you join me in my Beat the Bloat Challenge, which I'm going to be doing in September, which you can, if you're not on my email list, then make sure you are, because I'll tell you more about that. Oh, and I also have my, that's it, What to Eat to Beat IBS workshop coming up on the 26th of August, which you can find out more about that, supernaturallyhealthy.org/WP/IBS. Okay, so what do you do about this? What do you do if you're like, Kezia, I'm super tired, I think my iron's low, or I've just been to the doctors, they told me my iron's low, or you're just like anemic or whatever? We need to think about what we've just talked about in terms of why. Why could you be anemic? Is it because you have really heavy periods? In which case, really heavy periods is often due to hormonal imbalance. So that's what you need to look at. That's what you need to tackle. It's often to do with maybe excess estrogen, low progesterone. You often need to really support your detoxification pathways in your liver and look at food intolerances, look at your gut health function. Really important to do that. And if you need help with that, then get in touch, because I work with clients around that all the time. So you need to start looking, because your period shouldn't be super heavy. Like, that is, if every month you are just really heavy periods, flooding, maybe you're on medication for it, that is common, but it's not normal, and you don't have to live with that. There is a reason that your body is doing that. So number one, do that. Or if it's to do with intake, maybe you're vegetarian, maybe you're a vegan, you just need to maybe experiment, think about what you feel comfortable with, what foods you feel comfortable with eating, and start eating more of those foods in order to, for your body to have just the basic raw materials it needs for survival, to be honest. Now, obviously, I do have a bit of a bias. I am a meat eater and I think humans should eat meat, but everyone's slightly different of how much they need. So some people, vegetarians, can really get away with eating meat like once a month, once every 2 months. And you might be that person. You might only need to eat like red meat like once a month. And actually that keeps your iron well. Good. That, you know, that keeps your iron levels elevated. Or like me, due to my low B12 and a bit of a genetic mutation I have, I actually probably need to eat red meat at least once every 2 weeks. Otherwise, my levels just... I get tired. My blood work doesn't look awesome. So everyone is different, but I do think we need to eat meat, or you need to be okay with the fact that you need to supplement with synthetic factory-made things. So that is your other intake. Do you need to up your intake? Or is it an absorption issue? Number three, do you need to sort out your gut health? Is there IBS? Is there low stomach acid? Are you on long-term omeprazole, lansoprol, any of the prols in terms of that reduce your stomach acid? Are you bloated all the time? Is your digestion just off? In which case you'll be really struggling to absorb things potentially like iron and B12 and zinc and all of that good stuff. So those are your three kind of actions depending on your why. It's really important that you look at why your body is doing something. Why are you tired? Why have you got low iron? Why are you bloated? Why can't you sleep? Why do you have acne? Always, whatever health issue, whatever symptom you have, just ask your question why and do it. You don't want to ask it with like a really forceful like why and stress out about it, but just be curious. Okay, why is my body doing this? Because actually, as weird as it is, your body will be trying to protect you and look after you. But that's not often how we feel when we're bloated or crapping our pants or, you know, having to go on medication or told awful things about what's going on in our body. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about supplementation. You can go to the doctors. If your test results come back low, you'll probably get prescribed iron medication or supplementation by the doctor. So recently when I had my baby, I was given iron before I left hospital because my iron was so low. I personally did not take it due to some of the research that I had read about it being poorly absorbed in the gut and also it causing quite a lot of gastrointestinal issues. And then also that form of iron kind of supplementation can be not that helpful and almost slightly damaging to the gut microbiome. So I was aware that I was at that stage, I just had a baby, I was establishing my child's gut microbiome with feeding and all of that sort of stuff. So I didn't take that and I took some more natural forms of iron. So in the show notes, I'll link to some of the different options that you can take and see what works for you. So often if you get prescribed iron, the dosage that you'll get will be much higher than say these natural ones. But the argument is that you actually absorb these different kind of chelated forms of iron slightly better than you would do the medical ones. So I've tried things like Floridex, mainly because that just tastes nice. It's like a little shot of juice and I think my mom gave it to me after I gave birth, which was quite nice. I'm not sure that iron in that is the best form. I think it might be a plant-based iron, but then you have things like Spartone, which is almost like it's like an irony water. I took that. And I also took a capsule of iron by glycinate. Also during that time, I was eating loads of pate, lots of red meat, lots of spinach, lots of green veggies, lots of egg yolk, lots of like offal. So I batch made a big kind of stew before having my baby with like kidney and heart and beef in all chopped up super small. Because I'm not a huge offal fan, I'm not going to lie. Chopped up super small, cooked in loads of red wine. And it was, so I was eating every day, I was making sure I was eating tons of iron and also supplementing with these different forms. But in the show notes, I'll put a list of a couple of different irons that you could try that will, hopefully you will absorb better and not be as problematic on your gut. But equally, you can just take obviously what the doctor gives you. There is maybe some more side effects that you might feel with that. But if you feel more comfortable doing that, then go with it. And if you do know you have low iron, make sure you get regular checks so that you can see that it is that your level is going up. So if you've been told you have low iron, you've been prescribed medication that you might take, or you might take a different form of it in a supplement fashion, then make sure you go back 3 to 4 months later to get retested, so you know, do I still need to keep supplementing or can I stop? So do make sure you regularly check in with that. Also, if you are on, say, like a multivitamin or a prenatal, that will probably have iron in. But if you are low in iron, you might need more than that. So that's worth bearing in mind as well. But I hope that helps. And hopefully some of you, a little light bulb will have gone on of like, oh, maybe that's why I'm so tired. I have heavy periods all the time and I don't really eat red meat and I do have IBS. It could be a little piece of the puzzle that explains why you're so flipping tired all the time. Get your iron checked. Start eating some iron-rich foods. Supplement if necessary. And get in touch with me if you have any questions about this. Otherwise, I hope that's helped. Hope you feel more equipped and ready to get your energy back, your belly back, so that you can go on and do awesome things in the world. And I will speak to you next week for another Gut Goddess show. Lots of love. Bye. So I want to take a couple of minutes to talk a little bit more about what it looks like to work with me in my nutrition online practice. So if you are someone who has been trying to make some changes in your energy, in your belly, in your hormones for a while, and you've maybe made those dietary changes, you tried gluten-free or being vegan or being paleo or GAPS or something like that, and you've maybe tried different supplements, maybe you have tons of supplements that you just keep on buying, hoping will be the answer, and you've made really limited progress, and are at the point where you are feeling frustrated and tired, and you're not really too sure why it is that you aren't feeling good and are still feeling crap, and it might be time to get some personalized and private support. I know for me, for my own body and health, it was a total game changer when I actually got some one-to-one support for myself. I ran some tests and suddenly, oh my goodness, it was so clear. I knew exactly why I felt rubbish. And I see this light bulb moment happen in my clients all the time when after our first session together, where I ask lots of questions and create their health history, and then I go away, do some research and create a program and look at why they might be feeling that way. In our next session, when I come back and explain this to them, it's like their eyes are just like, oh my goodness, they finally understand why they feel so rubbish. Or maybe we run private lab tests together and the results show they're really, like a recent client had toxic levels of aluminum, that's such an American way, of aluminium in their body and really low in certain minerals. And another client, we ran some private test results at labs, and it turns out her thyroid antibodies were sky high. And she was like, oh my goodness, I'm not crazy. There is actually something wrong with me. So what I do with people is I work with them over 14 weeks. We do a big deep dive session to begin with. And then I do some research, create a program that we implement and chat to each other through various sessions over about 3 to 4 months. I check in with you. There's nutritional supplement and lifestyle plans and changes. There's an option for laboratory tests if you want to do that. But it really is an amazing way to finally accelerate your results and also get to where you want to be faster. Because you can, like, none of the stuff I share, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of the stuff that I know and the information I have, you can find. You can go to PubMed, you can read the research articles. You could probably find it on the internet, but it will take you ages. And there's something so overwhelming about trying to figure out all this information and filter it for your body, for your circumstances, for your life, or what's going on with you. It's so difficult to do that. And that's what my job is. You come to me, I ask you the questions, you answer them, I go away and create this plan. I do the research, filter through the information and go, you know what? I think this is what is the, these things are at the main root of your health issue. Let's target those over the next 14 weeks and see what happens. So if you are interested, I have reshuffled my schedule and gotten I've moved around a couple of things, and so I now have a bit more time so I can take on some new clients. So if you are looking to end the year feeling the best you've ever felt and you're ready to make change, then you can head over to my website, click the Work With Me button and find out more information there, or there'll be a link in the show notes. And just be in touch. If you have any questions, just, you can message me on Instagram, on Facebook, Supernaturally Healthy. Just get in touch. Otherwise, have an amazing week.